Good morning, and thank you for coming in this morning. I'm David Hatfield. I've got a copy of the Dearborn County Register here, and I thought maybe we could read it together. It is dated at the top, the 10th of October, 2019. We have three headlines on the front page. Headline number one, are you ready for more backups, clog-ups, and detours? Headline number two, BMV changes local branch operating hours and requires real ID by 2020. Headline number three, Fry continues push to solve jail overcrowding. And we have some pictures also on the front. We'll go over these three headlines, the stories behind them, and we'll go through some of these pictures of the parade that happened this last weekend. And not only that, but there's more local news, happenings past and present, the obituaries, and the sports, all on today's Dearborn County Register. Well, let's look at that first headline. Are you ready for more backups, clog-ups, and detours? The current Interstate 74 eastbound off-ramp closure at exit 169, which is US 52, will be extended to the afternoon of Wednesday, October 16th, due to unexpected subgrade conditions. The ramp was scheduled to reopen today, October 10th, but additional work is necessary to remove and replace the deceleration lane at the exit, said the Indiana Department of Transportation. Message boards will remain in place, alerting drivers of the closure and signed detour route. The detour for the closure is Indiana 1 to Indiana 46 at exit 164. That's Indiana 1, St. Leon, Lawrenceburg, to US 52. Travelers are urged to slow down and exercise caution in and near the work zone. Patching will be complete on I-74 from State Route 101 to the Ohio State Line by early November. Milling and paving for the $20.3 million resurface is scheduled to begin in July 2020. All work is weather-dependent, said NDOT. Meanwhile, Dave O'Meara Contractor Incorporated will continue work on US 50 through Aurora, Lawrenceburg, and Greendale this weekend. The entire $7 million project is expected to be completed by late October and includes a slight correction near Wilson Creek Road in Aurora and asphalt resurfacing from Indiana 350 to Indiana 1. Lane closures will be in effect this weekend while crews install guardrail, adjust manhole castings, complete signal work, and finish permanent pavement markings. Beginning at 7 p.m. on Friday, October 11th, the right lane of US 50 eastbound will close near Wilson Creek Road in Aurora. About the same time, the right lane of US 50 west also will be closed near Rudolph Way in Greendale to Indiana 148 in Aurora. All lane restrictions will be lifted by Monday, October 14th at 6 a.m. Motorists are urged to slow down, use caution, and drive distraction-free throughout the work zone along US 50. All work is weather-dependent. And that second headline is kind of the same idea. It's about driving. It's about driver's licenses, actually. It's by Joe Awad. Hoosiers must have a real ID-compliant driver's license, permit, or identification card to board commercial airplanes or enter certain federal facilities by 2020, said State Senator Jeff Ratz, Republican of Richmond. Quote, upgrading to a real ID requires more documentation than what people are used to with a normal license renewal, said Ratz, who represents Northern Dearborn County. quote, I encourage Hoosiers to be informed of the new requirements before heading to the BMV to upgrade their license. To upgrade to Real ID, Indiana residents must visit a BMV branch and bring required documentation. Only original versions or certified copies of the required documents will be accepted, he said. Real ID applicants will receive their credentials within 14 days of their visit to the license branch, provided that there are no issues with the application or documentation. For a detailed list of what to bring in order to upgrade to a Real ID, residents should visit www.in.gov/BMV. That's www.in.gov/BMV, or call toll free at 888-692-6841. To learn more about locations and operating hours for Senate District 27 BMV branches, visit www.mybmv.com. Moving now to headline number 3, State Representative Randy Fry, Republican of Greensburg, is plowing ahead with legislation to reduce overcrowding in Hoosier jails. A statewide bipartisan task force is focused on overcrowded county jails as the result of Fry's legislation. Fry authored the measure because jails in most of the 7 counties, including Dearborn and Ohio, he represents, and many other places throughout the state, are bursting at the seams. Last week, the task force held its first of 3 meetings as a prelude to issuing recommendations before the legislative session begins in January. Quote, jail overcrowding is a complex issue, said Fry. Many local jails struggle with repeat offenders or inmates with substance use disorders. However, we can't just treat these symptoms without knowing the root cause of overcrowding. I will continue following these conversations and working to find solutions to this growing problem, unquote. This past legislative session, Fry introduced House Bill 1065, calling for a local economic development organization to enter into a regional holding facility lease agreement with the State Department of Correction. Its focus was on jail overcrowding, reducing recidivism through programs in an unused Department of Correction facility, and obtaining federal funding to operate a facility. It also called for a statewide review of jail overcrowding, statewide review of bail reform and pretrial issues, and to identify common reasons and local, regional, and statewide solutions. The panel is tasked with studying recidivism for convicted felons in county jails by addressing mental health treatment, drug and alcohol treatment, education, and other evidence-based approaches, said Fry. Now, how about those pictures of the parade I was promising? Well, let's look at some of them. We've got a picture here, and it all comes from that Farmers Fair Parade, Saturday, October 5th, and it was a blast from the past, marking the city's 200th anniversary. And in one of the photos, we've got a woman holding a sign up high that says AHS Class of 1969. And another woman has a sign that says WSAI 1360. And there's a man who has his thumb up, and the sign in his hand says, Draft Lottery. There's another picture here that's showing a woman tossing something up in the air, and 2 other ladies sitting on the curb as the parade is marching by. What other pictures do we have? Well, there's one picture of a clown, but it's not your ordinary clown. This is your Halloween clown, with that white face and black smile, black around the eyes, and a big hat on his head with all kinds of goblin-esque figures on it. There is a picture of a tractor in the parade. It's a farm-all tractor, and the farmer is waving his hand as the tractor chugs through town. And we have a picture also of the Lions Club. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 lions on the back of the float as it's going by in the parade. And then a little girl waving outside of the window of her pickup truck as the parade goes by. The folks at the Dearborn County offices have some advice for us. Dearborn County still is experiencing drought conditions and will remain under a burn ban until further notice. Dearborn County Ordinance 2010-06 prohibits campfires and any other form of recreation fire unless said fires are enclosed in a fire ring measuring at least 23 inches in diameter and 10 inches or more in height. The ordinance also prohibits open burning of any kind using wood or any other combustible matter, with the exception of cooking grills fueled by charcoal briquettes or propane gas. Charcoal from permitted grills shall not be removed from a grill until the charcoal has been thoroughly extinguished. The ordinance also prohibits open burning of any kind of debris, such as timber, vegetation, building constructions, waste, or otherwise, with the exception of burning barrels with an inch mesh top, and burning is permitted from dawn to dusk only. Any individual or entity found in violation is subject to a $200 fine, but not more than $1,000, plus applicable court costs. Although the use of fireworks is not mentioned in the burn ban, individuals are encouraged to refrain from using fireworks during this time. Vegetation in extremely dry and sparks or smoldering ash from fireworks could easily cause a fire to start. Well, the Indiana State Department of Health has some advice for us as well. They advise Hoosiers to get vaccinated against influenza soon, as cases of the flu begin emerging across the state. State Health Commissioner Chris Box said flu can be deadly, especially in vulnerable populations, so the time to take protective measures is now. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that everyone age 6 months and older get a flu vaccine each year. Because infants under 6 months can't be vaccinated, it's important that anyone in a household where a young baby lives or visits get a flu shot to protect the child, said Box. It takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for antibodies that protect against flu to develop in the body. So the CDC recommends vaccination by the end of October. To learn more, go to www.inasinnancy.gov/ISDH. That's ISDH.com/254462. Now it's time for the obituaries for October 10th, 2019. Oliver David Dave Gridley, G as in George, R-I-D as in David, L-E-Y, of Vevey, passed away on Wednesday, October 9th. Contact Haskell and Morrison Funeral Home in Vevey regarding arrangements. Winona Ruth Winnie Slayback S as in Sam, L A Y, B as in boy, A C K, of Lawrenceburg. Passed away on Monday, October 7th. And you can contact Fitch Denny Funeral Home regarding arrangements. Wilma L. Nay Lake Werner, W E R N is Nancy E R, passed away on September 27th. Brater Winter Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements, and I'm presuming that that's in Madison, Indiana, but I'm not sure. Sherry Lee Jones, J-O-N as in Nancy, E-S as in Sam, of Aurora, passed away Saturday, October 5th. Ruhlman Hunger Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. Opal A. Peelman, P as in Paul, E-E-L, M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy, of Aurora, passed away Saturday, October 5th. Ruhlman Hunger Funeral Home is taking care of arrangements. Frida Luke, L as in Larry, U-K-E, of Dillsboro, passed away Wednesday, October 9th. Arrangements are being taken care of by Filter DeVries Moore Funeral Home in Dillsboro. And those are the obituaries for this week, October 10th, 2019. High school seniors can now apply online for the 2020 Dearborn Community Foundation Incorporated Scholarships by going to the foundation's website, which is dearborncf.org. That's D as in David, E-A-R, B as in boy, O-R, N as in Nancy, C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, .org. Students can visit the DCF website there and click on the scholarship page button. Follow the directions to apply for scholarships. Students need to click on their high school link on the scholarship page of the website to find a list of available scholarships. The DCF scholarship applications must be completed online by 11:59 p.m. on Monday, January 6th. For more information on scholarships and the online application system, check out the DCF website and visit the office at 322 Walnut Street in Lawrenceburg, or if you prefer, call 812-539-4115. Now let's look at some happenings from the past and happenings of the present. I don't know if we can predict any happenings from the future, but let's look at the past first of all. Chris McHenry is kind enough to put together these events that happened in the past. We're going to look at the 25 years ago, October 1994. Terry Dillard assumed directorship of Community Corrections, and Greendale was preparing to become a city in 1996. And then 50 years ago, that's October of 1969, Shenley's union contract had been ratified, but Seagram's had been rejected for the third time. The first LMS water customers would be served by November, and there were more than 200 entries in the Farmers Fair Parade. Let's look at 100 years ago. That's October of 1919. Light bulbs were for sale at the gas office. You could get 20, 40, or even 60 watts. Lawrenceburg had banned burning leaves, and a large snake had been killed in the Kessner home on West High Street. Now, let's take a look at the events which are going on right now. Today is Saturday, October 12th. You can grab your arachnid-loving friends and head over to the Greendale Utility Building this afternoon. That's at 510 Ridge Avenue to create a spider-inspired vase from 2 p.m. to 2:45 p.m. This is for adults. Advanced registration required. You can do that by going to www.lpld.lib.in.us. That's L as in Larry, P as in Paul, L as in Larry, D as in David, dot L as in Larry, I, B as in boy, dot I, N as in Nancy, dot U, S as in Sam. There's also today some hidden treasure family fun going on. Live music, drama, dance, overcomer testimonies, and it's all going on at the Willow Trace Apartment Complex, 6974 Morning Sun Lane, starting at 2 and ending at 4. Bring your own lawn chairs to the free event sponsored by Triple Cord Ministries. Author Francesca Zappia will work with YA authors and talk about writing from brainstorming to bookshelf. Learn how to craft good ideas and a great first line. Leave readers wanting more at the end and everything in between. She will be autographing books, too. So bring your own or purchase one for teens, Lawrenceburg Public Library, Saturday, October 12th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Now, we have a couple of events tomorrow, Sunday. One of them is the Euchre Tournament. That happens every month, and it's happening tomorrow at the New Alsace American Legion Post 452. And doors open at noon, and games begin at 1. Entry fee is $5. Cash payout to the four highest scores. Refreshments available for purchase. And you can get information by calling 812-623-3695. And there's a fall fest going on. It's at the Dearborn Hills United Methodist Church, starting at 4:30 tomorrow and going until 7. It's in Bright. There's a bonfire, hot dogs, s'mores, games, face painting, bounce houses, hayride. You name it, they've got it. And all activities are free. And then next Thursday, which is October 17th, there's a club for crafty adults. In this session, you can make earthy ornaments, or harvest time decorations by using markers and wooden leaves. Space is limited. Advance registration required. It's at the North Dearborn Branch Library in West Harrison, and it's 6 to 8 p.m. Next Thursday. You can get more information at www.lpld.lib.in.us. That's www.l as in Larry, P as in Paul, L as in Larry, D as in David, dot L as in Larry, I, B as in boy, dot I, N as in Nancy, dot U, S as in Sam. Turning now to sports, we have a number of articles about soccer. One of them is the shocked Tigers, who are upset in a 3-2 shootout. They lost to host Rushville, who packed in the defense. And the article's by Jim Buchberger, scoreless and frustrated for the entire 80-minute match and 2 7-minute overtimes by a packed-in Rushville defense, Lawrenceburg's 14th-ranked Tigers seemed to get a reprieve in the first penalty kick shootout rotation in Monday's Class 2A Sectional 28 opener. Spotting the upstart Lions a 2-0 advantage to start the PK tiebreaker, Coach Dwayne Ullman's Tigers saw the host's apparent game-winning save by keeper Chase Custer waved off for a moving violation. Well, down to its last two shooters in the 5-shot tiebreaker, LHS forced a 2-2 tie and a second penalty kick sequence, when senior Jason Gepper and sophomore Asher Gentry converted in the clutch. Now, the Lady Tigers, they're number 8, and Jim Buchberger says that Lawrenceburg's number 8 ranked Lady Tigers opened pursuit of their first soccer sectional title since the state runner-up season of 2016 with a 5-0 Class 2A sectional 28 first round win over Connersville Tuesday night. Now 11-6 for the season, Coach Bill Offit's crew played relaxed against a Spartan team they'd beaten 8-0 in September. Quote, "We slowed things down a little bit, trying to figure out a way to play at full speed without worrying about scoring too much," Offit said. Now, one other team was out there. That was EC. And we got a picture here of EC goalkeeper Landon Weiss making the save as Connersville's Dakota Precht threatens in Tuesday's 1-0 victory. A goal by junior Brady Spangler less than 2 minutes into the second half Tuesday propelled the East Central Boys Soccer to Wednesday's semifinals of Class 3A Sectional 12. Now, East Central played stout defense for a 1-0 win over Connersville. Spangler was open in front of the net, taking a pass from freshman J.T. Roden and kicking it past Spartan keeper Ellie Judd. And that's all the time we have for the Dearborn County Register today. But, you know, we're going to do it again next week, and I hope you can join me then. In the meantime, give us a call if you have any questions. You can reach us at 513-487-4245. Let me repeat that, 513-487-4245. And if nobody answers, well, leave a message. We will be glad to get back to you. For now, though, please stay tuned for some more great information on the radio reading services of Greater Cincinnati.